Shteitz in the Megillah, it's also the first Mishnah, Masechta Megillah, as the Arya Prozois, the cities without a chaim around them, Yemei Teshuvah Nun, they have mitzvahs of Purim, the form of Purim, Mikra Megillah, Shachmanas, Matas Avyenim, Sutas Purim, Anyem Yudalat Adah. And the Krochim, the Mokopis Chaim Yemei Teshuvah Nun, the Krochim, they had a wall around them, Yemei Teshuvah Nun, they did like Shushan, the Yeshushan, and Purim is Shushan Purim, Yem Tesvav. The Ran, in the first Tech Megillah, brings a Shaila, what's the halacha with an ear that's Mesupik if it was Mekeves Chayim Mesh Shubanun? What do you do if you have a city that you're not sure if it had a wall around it, Mesh Shubanun? Pashut, there are no records, it's a long time ago. The historians are not sure, it's a question, it's a suffix. If this city had a wall around it, Mesh Shubanun, so when do they prav a Purim? Is Purim by them on Yudalad, or is Purim by them on Tesvav? So the Ram brings down the Hayu HaGoinim, the Goinim Paskin, the Shayna, the Goinim, the Tkufa before the Shayna. Poshut, nobody remembers. Nobody remembers. Well, other places we know Yeshua, we know Yerushalayim and Moshe had.
Same place that don't have Tia Lakewood, maybe that.
And Achami, if it's a reasonable suffix.
What creates a suffix?
You know it didn't. You come into a city and there's a wall around it now. It's a wall built, and Jews moving into the city. So you want to know, if you move in the city, there's a wall around it. Where
did the
walls built? They don't know.
That's the Shaila. You're right. Maybe the Shaila should be very common. So the Ran brings down the Goyinim, that's the Tkufa before the Rishonim, the Zman of Rav Hagoyin, the Psadi Goyin, the Bahag, other Goyinim. They paskin that they should do like Rova Yoros. We go Hochem Basarov. And Tanit the Goyinim, that Rov cities did not have a wall around them. And maybe we go Pasha Basarov. And they have put my name Yudalat. The Ran says on this, as the Red Zohar, his Lashon is, V'oi, Shafimu Timishu Safek Shakal. Even if you're going to say it's a Safek Shakal, I think what the Ran is saying is, he's thinking a little bit on what the Goinim then, Mom, for Dovah Poshet, that there was a Rav, that Rav cities did not have a Chayma, who says, in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, that the main protection, the way wars were fought, that one of the main protections was to have a wall around the city. Efshar Faket, Efshar Rav cities did have a Chayma. Maybe it was one of the first things they did when they invaded the city was, they protected it with a Chayma. Maybe it tastes the rave is that way, maybe the rave is the other way.
Maybe it means Al-Kol-Kabur.
Al-Swat?
Al-Kol-Kabur. Why do you say Kol-Kabur?
I was thinking that, Kasha. You're asking Stam on why isn't it Kol-Kabur with Zagmar and Ksubis? The Teretz is, it's a Rashi and a Tosis in Zvachim, the Fine Gimel, that says that the halach of Kol-Kabur, Kamechs and Echsadom, the Egum knows the halach, the Gemara and Ksubis says that if you have Teshach Chanuyas in the city, if you have nine stores selling Kasha, and one store selling Treif, and you find a piece of basa in the street. That's called the Parsh Meruka Parsh. This basa came out of the Suffolk. You're not sure which store it came out of. It came out from one of these stores. That we say, we go basa rave. Called the Parsh Meruka Parsh. If it came out, Mestama came out from the nine kasha, not from the one tray. But called Kavua, the Gemara has a drasha from the Pasuk Varavlov, Vakamelov. And that Pasuk, the Gemara dashens, that if you went into the store, you're not sure which store you went into. So the Suffolk is which store you went into. That's Kavua, the store is not moving. Then we say Kokvu Kmechsa Mechsadami, then it's Taka Asa, it's Suffolk, even though nine are Kasha and one is Trev, that's Suffolk. So the Kasha is here also. What are they going to say? We go Basu Roy, but Chayru, the city is Kavua. The people are sitting in the city, not Parish. Teretz says Rashi and Tosis both say in Zvach Mefayin Gimel that the loch of Kokvu Kmechsa Mechsadami is only when the Suffolk is Nikab Mekayma. In its place, you know what it is. You know these are the Kasha stores, this is the Trev stores. You know this is the Trev store, it's Kavua, and you know of a Mekayma. But if the suffix would not be nikab in Mekayma, then you won't say Kol Kvuk Mechsa Mechsadami. You don't have this Kaseh Sakasa. And over here, the suffix is not nikab in Mekayma. Over here, the city, you don't know what it is. So mainly, you will go Basurayv. That's what the Gainam is saying. You go Basurayv. But the Ran is saying, even if it be a suffix of Shokon, I think the Ran means, Mechatesi, there was Rav, that Rav's cities didn't have a wall. Maybe Rav had a wall, maybe Rav didn't. Maybe it was 50-50. It's a little bit unclear. So, Tanta Ran, maybe there is no Rav over here. Maybe it's a suffix of Shokon. So the Ran says, if it would be a Safak HaShakal, it should be, the halacha should be Safak Doban HaLakal. We have a klal, Safak Dereis L'chum, Safak Doban HaLakal. So the halacha should be, when it comes to Yom Yudalad, you have a Safak if the Chayiv Megillah or not. Maybe it was Mukaf HaShchema, and there's no Chayiv Megillah. So there should be Potter. It comes to Yom Tesvav, there should again be Potter. You should say that maybe there was no wall around it, so there's no Chayiv Megillah today. So there should be Potter both days. Should be suffered the one local. I was up there on as far as that you can't say, because if you say that, then you'll be oik the mitzvah Purim Gansen from the shtat. So the Ran saying a chiddush. Ran saying when do you say suffered the one local? That's only if it happens with mikra. Let's say if someone's not sure if he was yaitza megillah, then maybe you could say, this year, you're not sure, Sefek Dibon Lahokal. And even in case he wasn't Yetzi, you're not being a Purim from him, Megillah from him entirely for his whole life, it's just that one time. But to be Oikah Mitzvah entirely forever from this city, Mitam Sefek Dibon Lahokal, that you can't do. That's what the Ran says.
You're definitely doing something wrong. When you don't know if you did it.
Oh, we're going to get there, That's a different, there's a whole different story. Tafi Disasi. Yeah, we're going to get, this. That's a whole different story. But the Ran story is, the reason why over here you can't say Sefek Dibon Lahokal is because if you say that, then you can have a shtot that never has Megillah, never has Purim. And that you can't do. Umayyad, they have to zuck the Ram Mitam Zeh, that they can't be Yoke Purim Gansa, they have to learn at least one day. Either Yudalad or Tesvav. And zuck the Ram, Megillah, they should learn Yudalad. They should learn the first day. And then on Tesvav, the next day, they'll be part of Mitam Sefek Dibon Lahokal. Even though when it comes the next day, you still have a Sefek. Maybe it's named Kefes Chaimah. And maybe the Chayiv Megillah, that you'll say Sefek Dibon Lahokal because you weren't Oikah Purim from them entirely because they had Purim at least on Yudalad.
Why is that Lahokal to Tesvav? Maybe Lahokal is
Oh, so if we, I think yes, in Mishmas Kasha. But you hear what the Ran is saying. The Ran is saying two things. The Ran is saying, first of all, you have to have at least one day Purim, not to be Oikah Purim entirely from them. And the second day, already, we'll say Sefek Dibon Lahokal. But the Ran says they should name the first day. So the Mishmach, I think, is asking you a Kasha. The Mishmach is, why Dafka Lein and Yudalad? If the whole din halacha here is that you cannot be Oikah Purim Gansan from this city, so this Shtot should have halacha, lay whenever you want, either Yudalad or Tesvav. You can't be Oikah Purim entirely, you have to lay at least one day, but lay maybe lay in a Tesvav, and Yudalad, you'll say Sefek Dibon Lahokal. Say maybe it was a Yemu Kepes Chayma, and Yudalad be part of it, and lay in a Tesvav. Vos Epis Duran says, you should lay in Dafka and Yudalad.
Yudalad's not asking Svar. There's no Tashim
Svar. No, he's asking the Duran's Lashon.
No,
but why does he say? Why is he passing to Lane Dafka and Yudalad?
Because of the first day. Once you
Lane
Yudalad,
you Lane
Yudalad.
Okay,
you Lane Yudalad.
No, why?
Why
does
he say to
Lane Yudalad? Okay, because it is smart. Because you can't pass it out to Lane. Because you could be
Yeah, but for that, it's not So Lane Tesvav, for that smart.
Because
Dalek
first.
No,
you Dalek
first.
Oh, 1 second. Okay, so let's finish the kasha. So he says, he's the state door in the Ran, that you, when you have such a halacha, you have to name one day, and you mechiv to do it the first day. That's what the Ran is saying. The Ran, that's another chish from the Ran. The Ran is saying, the maisa, when the cheshbon is, you have to name one of these 2 days, you have to do it the first day. Oh, and this, the Mishmach is a kasha from Gemara Menachas Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara Menachas says, I'm a sugi, the Gemara Menachas Daf Mem Tes talks about a shayla. What's the halacha in the Beis Hamikdash if they only had 2 kvasim? They only had, let's say it was the time of the Churban when the enemies were surrounding them. They didn't let them get in the supplies. They didn't let them get in the behemoths. And they're standing there on Shabbos, so they only have 2 kvasim, 2 sheep to shecht. And they have to shecht them as 4 kabanas. And every Shabbos we shecht 4 kvasim. We shecht one keves tamid shachar for the morning kabban tamid. Then we shecht 2 kvasim for the kabban musaf. And Shabbos is the kabban musaf, and we shecht 2 kvasim that we say in davening and. So we shecht in the Torah, and then we shecht 1 keves for Tomash Rabbein Abayim. So, but what do you do if you only have 2? So you're either going to shecht for the Kabban Tmidin, for the Kabban Tomash Hashach, the Kabban Tomash Rabbein Abayim, or you're going to shecht for the Kabban Musaf. Which comes first? And the Gemara says, the Shang is like this. The Kabban Tomid has a Maila that is Tadir. We know we have a cloud, Tadish, and a Tadir, Tadir, Kaidim. Whatever is more common has a Kadima. It comes first. And the Kabban Tomid is every single day. Hashem can the Kabban Musaf is only once a week on Shabbos and once on Yom Tov and on Rosh Chodesh, only a few times a year. But Le'idach, maybe the Kabban Musaf comes first, because the Gemara says the Kabban Musaf of Shabbos is Mekudesh. Because the Kabban Musaf is a Shabbos tikkun Kabban, it's not a Chol Kabban, it's a Kabban of Shabbos, it's called more Mekudesh. Even the Kabban itself is more Halak. So maybe the Gemara Sheng is what has Kadima, what has preference, what comes first? Tadiyah or Mekudesh? But then the Gemara says that Tomid Shal Shabbos, the Kabban Tomid, is also Mekudesh. Maybe the Tomid Shechol is a Kabban of Chol. When you bring the Kabban Tomid of Shabbos, the Shem Shabbos is on that Kabban Tomid also. The Gemara in Zvachim says this far also in Kol Tadi, that the Kabban, the Shabbos helps for the Kabban Tomid of Shabbos also. It's amazing that the Kabban Tomid of Shabbos has both Mayanos. It's Tadi and Mekudesh. So Gemara says, same thing, you're right, that the Kabban Tomid will taka come first. The Shaila is, what about if you only have enough Kabbanis for the Musaf of Shabbos or the Kabban Tomid tomorrow of Sunday? You know tomorrow you're not getting more supplies, you're not going to have more kvasim. So what should you do? Lamash Shalom Chayr is talking about you have 4 kvasim exactly for Shabbos and nothing for tomorrow. So you're going to definitely do the Kabban Tomid of Shabbos, Kabban Tomid of Shachar, Kabban Tomid of Rabbein Abayim, because that's Tadi and Mekudesh. But the Shaila is, the other 2 that's left, should you do the Kabban Musaf first, or should you save it for tomorrow for the Kabban Tomid, for tomorrow? Which is more important, Tadi or Mekudesh? And Kabban Tomid of tomorrow, Zichr doesn't have the Kedush of Shabbos. That's the Gemara Shaila. So the Gemara says, The Gemara applies the boiling of Shita. The Gemara does not push the shayla. Which comes first, the Kavan Musaf of today or the Kavan Talmud of tomorrow? And the Rambam paskins as Zoyvi is a boiling of Shita, remains a Sofik. And since it's a Sofik, the Rambam paskins and the Perches of Smidim Musafim that you can do whichever you want. That the people, the Kohanim could decide whatever they want. They're in the mood, whatever they feel like. They could do the Kavan Musaf today or the Kavan Talmud tomorrow, because the Gemara doesn't say what to do. Zetman from this Rambam. That when you have to do one or the other, you either have to read the Kavan Musaf today or the Kavan Talmud tomorrow, you could do whichever one you want. If you want, you can wait till tomorrow. How come over here, the Rambam says differently? How come over here, the Rambam says, by the city, there's a Safam Kefes Chaymer, that you have to really serve the Rambam Hakol. You have to lean only because of the Svar, you cannot be Eka Purim and Gansa from the Shtad. But the Maisa, you have to lean one day. How come the Rambam says you should lean your Dalet? Why not Tesvav? What's the Chilk? So the Mishmach says, "Ben was we could be mechal." There's a chilek over here by the suffix whether you should name again on Yedalot Tesvav. You're talking about one mitzvah, the same mitzvah, the mitzvah of Purim. Should you do these mitzvahs on Yedalot or on Tesvav? That's when the Ran says his far that no. If you, once you have to do a mitzvah, and you're not sure which day to do it, you have to do it the first day that comes along. Don't be mechamis the mitzvah. Do the mitzvah the first day that comes along. But over there, by Tmidin Musafin, they're two separate mitzvahs. The Kavan Talmud is one Pashan Atayr, the Kavan Musaf is a different Pashan Atayr. When you have two different mitzvahs, that you have a right to say, I'm going to save it for the Kavan Talmud of tomorrow. I want to go with the Svar that Tadi Zadav. Because when it's a whole separate mitzvah, it's not called I'm pushing off from today to tomorrow. I'm not doing my first opportunity. I didn't have an opportunity yet to do the Kavan Talmud. If you choose to do the Kavan Talmud, you can wait till tomorrow. That's the Chalak. Over here, it's all the same mitzvah. And the question is when to do it. That's where the Ran says, you do it right away. Dafka when the separate mitzvahs, that's where the Rambam says you have a choice. The Magia on the Mishnah, if you look at the Mishnah very often, at the end of a piece, it says, Omaha Magia, the one that edited it, that put it together, in brackets, the Mechaba, the Magia was Yaakov Kuli. He was the Mechaba of Yaakov Miamloyez. Zayi the Sant, he made two very different Svarim. He was the Talmud of Mishnah, he made Yaakov Miamloyez, which is more Midrashim and Drush, and he also made Hagoyis in the Mishnah, Hagoyis Tayer and Londis and Halacha. And he says that this Mishnah Melech should be telling me the shayla that the Achrayim speak about a person, Rahman Slan, who's stuck in jail, and the governor gives him, the Sag gives him a shus to go out one day in the year. He tells him, you can pick any day you want, your birthday, any day you want, we'll let you go out. Then you have to come back. Which day should he go out? So some Achrayim say, the Dvad says, he's mechiv to go out that day and daven tefillin b'tzibah. Because whenever this person is a chiv, daven tefillin b'tzibah every single day, his het is, he's oinus, that he's stuck in jail. Now you have a right to go out immediately, go daven shachas mincha ma'ariv.
But he's allowed
to
the jail.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. So other chayim say, forget about that. Other chayim say, pick a day with a mitzvah d'oraisa. Go off a sukkah, go off a tkiya shayfa. Go out, maybe if you want to with tzibah, maybe pick him kippah in the ilach reis, maybe pick a matzah. Oh, but he doesn't talk. Yeah, they don't. I didn't look up all the chayim about filling. You're right. Well, wait. So then, ready you be.
Maybe
that's where the Rav says go out the first day. But he says I'll tefillin b'tzibah. He says I'll tefillin b'tzibah. Right. So the Magia, you give a look. Give a look at the Magia at the end. He seems to say that according to this Mishnah Melech will come out that he has to go out the first day. You have to go out the first day possible, like the Ransvar. One when you have a choice, so when you become a mitzvah, you have to go out that first day, and that first day you have to do tefillin b'tzibah. But I don't understand the cheshbon. It seems to me. Yeah, that's the first kasha. It seems to be a faked. If you go, the Mishmar's Torah is different mitzvahs. You should have, the choice should be up to you. Choose whichever mitzvah you want, and you don't have to do that for the first day. And I'll see even Nochme. Because even in the Maisa, the Gemara does say that the Gemara is a Suffolk, which comes first, Tadi or Makudish. But you see from the Gemara, if Tadi would be Kaidim, then you would have to do the Tadi. If Makudish would be Kaidim, you'd have to do the Makudish. So here also, in the you have a Shayanus of the Raisis and the Rabbanon. Zichat the Raisis come before the Rabbanons. So in the he should have to wait for the first deraisa. Once it comes to the deraisas and he has a choice, should he go out for a sukkah, should he go out for shayfa, should he go out for matzah? That in the according to Mishmach's Torah, he could choose whichever one he wants, because those are all equal.
But even that's not true, because he's an oinus. Now he's not an oinus. First day, he's really not an oinus. How could he not go out?
Well, by Tamina and Musafin also, you're not an oinus. You have two kvasim. Right, and you have a choice either to do the Musaf of Shabbos or the Tamidim tomorrow. You have to for the Musaf today. How come you got to wait till tomorrow? Because that's what you see from that Rambam, that when it's different mitzvahs, it's not called pushing it off. Because I chose that it's a Sofik, they're equal. I chose the mitzvah. Okay, but this is the Santa Shaila about someone in jail who has one day off. I want to say over, I don't think I have time, maybe at the end, so the verse from the Chavamayin of Moshe Kana has a sefer, Sifsei Melech. So on this Rambam, he has a very nice verse. you know, maybe I'll say it over here, but the Ram on this halacha, this agav, on this halacha, when you have tamidim musafin, which one comes first? You only have enough to do the musaf of Shabbos or the kabbatomer of tomorrow. So the Ram said, Paskin, since this is a boydin layev shita, you could do whichever one you want. But the Ram is a little bit mayach. The Ram doesn't say a loshin b'kitza yak the mezim em shiitzah. The Ram says im hagrivim musaf hayayim hagrivu. If you shechted for the musaf today, then you can mark the musaf. If you want to bring the tamidim tomorrow, you can bring it. The Ram is very mayach. So I think it's like 11, 12 words. He gives you both options. He says if you want to bring the kabbat musaf today, bring the kabbat musaf. If you want to bring the tomorrow being the coming tomorrow. Why does the Ram have to go explain every tzad? Let him just say, Yak the Mezim Hem Shiyitzin. Let him just say four words. And Bemis, the Ram right after that says such a lashon. The Ram invites them, Perek Tes, Alach Ches, brings down the Gemara has a Shayim and Zvachim, Laf Pei Tes, Dam Oilam, Dam Osham, which comes first for Zrika. It means when on every carbon, there's four Avoidis. There's Shchita, Kabbalah, Alacha, and Zrika. The first three halachas, Bemis, two Kahanim could be working on two Kabbalahs at the same time. You have one Kayin working on a Kavan Asher, one Kavan working on a Kavan Ayala. They're both doing Shechit at the same time. They're both doing Kabbalah at the same time. They're both doing Halacha, bringing it to the Mizbech at the same time. But once you come to the Mizbech, which one do you do Zrika? Which one do you Spritz? That they're not going to do at the same time. That seems to be a Svar in the Gemara. You don't do Zrika of two Kabbalahs at the same time. You do one at a time on the Mizbech. So now we come to Zrika, who should go first? We both, you know, the two Kabbalahs were done simultaneously, but which one should you do Zrika first? So Gemara has a svar that the Ayla should be first, the Gemara has a svar that Asham should be first, and the Gemara blives the Boydel Yevshita. And over there, the Ram Paskins also, Yak the Mezim Mashiyetze, do whichever one you want first. He's Makai, he doesn't say if you want, do the Ayla first. He's not Mayach. He doesn't give you all the choices.
Getting both.
What? That's why, because you're getting both? That's a question.
It's not a subject to get one or the other.
Yeah, just by the Lashon, we could have said the same words. Yak the Mezim Mashiyetze, do whichever one you want first.
Maybe you have to be makdish one of the kabbalas. You makdish it right now. That's what Rambam means. And then you take the noise. Because you don't have.
So why doesn't have to be mayach say that if you do the kabbalah,
so
do
makdish the tomorrow now. That's you
makdish
the kabbalah. He's telling you have to do that. You have to do something now. You makdish the kabbalah. Otherwise, you have a problem.
He says agree. He doesn't say makdish. Says to be makdish. Why we have to be makdish now? You don't have to be makdish
to. You should have to do it. You're not knowing. Now you don't have it.
Well, let me tell you his teretz. This is Sefer Melech. This is Moshe Kana. His teretz. He wants to say the Rambam's coming afuke from a third possibility. There's really a third choice of it. If you have two kvasim, maybe what you should do is be marked one of them for a musaf and save the other one for a talmud. Split it, because the Rambam paskas loch is b'di'eved. If you bring one kevas for musaf, you yotze. It's only in Chavchina you have to bring two kvasim. But with the Ever, if you bring one muskavim, so what? Maybe that's also an Eitzah. That's what the Ram is coming to say. That's not an option. That to do with the Ever is not an option, because the Taisha with the Ever means if it happened, okay. The Chavchina means what you have to do first. So the Ram is coming to tell you that's not an option. Either you're going to bring two for a Musaf, or you're going to bring two for the Tamidin. But to do this with the Ever, the option that you bring one for the Musaf and one for one kavim talmud, that's not an option. That was Janitharis. The Kivega and the Tshuva Sivim Mempes, he was asked the Santa Shail Halacha Maisa. He was asked about Kli Cheres earthenware that the Baal Bas had a suffix if he cooked in the basa or if he cooked in the cholov. He didn't remember. It was 12 months since he used it. The Kivega writes he had a pile of dishes earthenware Kli Cheres that he hadn't used in 12 months. He doesn't remember. Is it Milchik dishes? Kalim was a Fleishik dishes. So what should he do with these? We know that Halacha is that the Gemara says. And it's a few places. One of the main sugis is in the Avodah Zarah, the Fayim Vavim Veis, that kelim are by layer when you're cooking it. If you're cooking it issa, the tam of the issa is nivla in the kelim. Then when you go cooking it hetta, the tam that was absorbed in the kelim into the pot comes back into the food and it asses the food. But the Gemara says there's a chunk between the first day and the second day. The first day is called the ben yomei. The first day it asses mederaisa. The tam of the issa will asses the whatever you cook in it mederaisa. The second day is called the ein ben yomei. It's not the first day. Then already it's nice and tam lefkam. Then already the tam that's living the keli does not give any shvach, doesn't give any good taste. Faket, it ruins whatever. That little taste, if anything, is going to ruin a little bit the taste of the new food. And it's this tam lefkam, and that's mutter mederaisa. Gemara is a drush from this. But the Gemara says that it's asa mederbonon. The second day, it's still asa mederbonon. It's gzeira keli ene ben yomei atu ben yomei. The Gemara made gzeira. It says asa mederbonon. And what you have to do is hagola. You have to, like we know, kibbol kachpota. If it was beileya from cooking, you cook up hot water and you do hagala. The problem is klicheres, you cannot do hagala. Klicheres, the Gemara says in Pesachim, the Flamin obeys. Hatoyra heida al klicheres sheni yetsim deyfe v'loimav. Toyra is made on a klicheres, the tam never comes out. So in a klicheres, you would have this issur d'rabbanan forever. You cannot do hagala. And the same thing with fleishik kelim milchik kelim. If it's fleishik kelim, the tam will come out. So you cannot cook milchiks in that kelim. And if it's milchik kelim, you cannot cook fleishiks. So Kveig Shaila was, these kelim were already ain't ben yomei. So it's only sharing with the rabbanon. In the main, as if you have a suffix, whether it was milchiks or fleishiks, we should say suffix the rabbanon l'halka. Cook whichever one you want. If you want to cook milchiks, we'll say mitzat suffix. Maybe it's milchiks. You want to cook fleishiks, cook fleishiks in it. Say suffix the rabbanon l'halka. But Kveig says the problem with that is there's a marivayel. There's a chuvus marivayel. One of the early achronim that the other place can bring down. That he tain is a svara that when do you say suffix derbanan lahokol, that's only a suffix that started in a derbanan. But if the suffix started in a deraisa and was neskagel to become and it turned into a suffix derbanan, then since suffix deraisa lochumra, then even the suffix derbanan remains lochumra. Lamashal, they talk about if you have a suffix of something is chametz not on Pesach, if it's chametz or matzah. So on Pesach, zicha suffix deraisa lochumra, no one would eat this. You're not sure if it's chametz or not, suffix deraisa lochumra. What's the halacha with that piece when it comes after Pesach? After Pesach, you have a shayla now. If it's chomish oval of a Pesach, it wasn't sold to a guy, it was owned by Yid, it's a suffix to a bonon of chomish oval of a Pesach. After Pesach, you should say suffix to a bonon lahakal. But according to this svara, we would say no. We would say since the original shayla was suffix to a rice and a chumra, that chumra remains even now that it's only negated to a bonon. And the Mival brings a right to it from Machoy Beferi Shadaki Maisha. In Hilchos Shefes, the Akimesh is the Ramos Hagoyis on the bottom of the tour. The Akimesh talks about a shayla of a suffix drusa. Drusa means is one of the Yudchas Shefes, like the Sugya we're learning this week. One of the Yudchas Shefes of Malchum Hashem Sinai is a drusa. A drusa means that a zeb or nari, a wolf or a lion, pounced on an animal. A zeb by behemadaka, by like a sheep, and a nari on a behemagasa, like a cow, and it hit it with its claws. It stuck its claws into it, or it bit it with its teeth. And Rashi says that the claws and the teeth of a wolf and a lion has an eres, has a poison in it. And it puts in a little poison. It's not mamish like poison like a snake that kills immediately, but it has enough of a poison that it makes the behemoth chafer. Any behemoth that got clawed by a zev when I re, it becomes a chafer. It's one of the yudches chafers. So the documentation talks about what if you have a suffix juicer? You're not sure if this behemoth was attacked by a wolf. It doesn't say the case. So I was just thinking a case would be a roi of a shepherd. He sees one of his sheep is scratched and bleeding, and right next to it is a wolf, is a zeb, and right next to it is a thorn bush. And he looks at this, he's not sure what happened over here. First thing is he's a shepherd, he comes with a stick, his dogs, he chases the wolf away. And the suffix is, did the sheep get clawed by, was it Doris by the wolf, or did it maybe scratch itself on the thorn bush? So this would be a suffix derais, a suffix chafer. If it got clawed by the zeb, it's us, it's chafer. If it was not, if it was from the bush, it's mutta. Oh. So then the documentation says, this: what would be if this suffix drusa, the suffix trefa, then got mixed up in the herd, in roiv ksheiris. So midaraisa would be bought the bro, and let's say it got cleaned off, it rained, the chayis, there's no more, you can't see the scratches anymore, but you know you have a suffix drusa mixed up in this herd. So midaraisa, even if it was a vade drusa, even if it was vade trefa, it would be bought the bro, it would be mutta. But the Gemara says in Zvachim, the Fayin Gimbal, that behemis are dava chashev. There's a halacha of chashev, which is normally seven other things. The Mishnah Olam, the Gemara brings down a few places, but this Gemara seems to say that behem is also a davar chashev, and davar chashev is not batul midrabanan. I was just clarifying why the Gemara needs a new svar of davar chashev. Why doesn't the Gemara say that it's a beya? Like we used to from the bug shayla, you know, if it's a complete thing, it's not batul, and chayy behem is also beya. But the Gemara says the reason is because it's chashivi, it's davar chashev. So then it gets mixed up in the herd. So now it is batul midraisa, but it's not batul midrabanan. Davar chashev is not batul midrabanan. So what would be the din over here? So in the chayyur, you should say, it's zichah midraisa kasha. The whole shayin is about, it's not batul midrabanan. But the whole is a suffix. So in the chayyur, should be suffix d'rabanan l'hokal. But Zokta Daki Moshe, b'shem the Issa v'hetla, when we train him, he says, no. He says, zum lay mikri sveika d'rabanan l'yonch b'l l'hokal. This is not called sveika d'rabanan to go l'hokal. The chol mokim sheish chshash issa d'raisa, lay minim be sveika d'rabanan l'kumo. Wherever you have a chshash issa d'raisa, you don't say suffix d'rabanan l'kumo. What's meant to Daki Moshe? So the Mirival explains, he means this far. When you have a suffix deraisa that turned into a now it's negeya in this suffix derabanan, we remain with the suffix deraisa l'chumra. And the Mival, once they learn now from this, then they get a different case. If you have a Suffolk Chafer that you cooked in a Keli, and the Keli is now in a Binyamai. It's not a Binyamai. So that would also be in the Suffolk Derice that turned into a Suffolk Derbanan. There's no Shagan now of Derice. Now the Keli is in a Binyamai. But Zakhtam Rival, since the original Suffolk was Suffolk Derice, even though now it's been a Gaya Suffolk Derbanan, it will remain Suffolk Lechumra. And the Kivege says the same thing with our case. Our case, the original Shayla, if this was a place of Kehel Milchuk, Kehel, the first day, it was a Suffolk Deraisa. So even though now it's an Eni Ben Yerime, the whole Shayla is only the Yerime Rabbanon, but it remains Suffolk Lechumra, because the original Shayla. So, but when they gave the Shayla, what the Yom Ha'ad cooking did, originally was Suffolk Deraisa Lechumra.
What was it Suffolk Deraisa originally? When was that exactly?
The first day.
He knew the first day
where it was. Oh, very good. That's what Kivek wants to say. Maybe it's a chiluk. Maybe this whole svara that a suffik deraisa that turned into suffik derbanan remains a chumra is when you knew about the suffik when it was suffik deraisa and you paskened on it. When you knew this, the gemara of suffik drusa, you knew you had a suffik deraisa via, and we paskened the chumra. So if that's why we're ready to pass chumra, maybe that's why it has a din issa. That's why when it goes mixed up and becomes a suffik derbanan, it remains asa because it's no more suffik. It was ready to paskened. But over here, like Abeli is saying, the first day you probably knew what it was. You came 12 months later. Now you forgot. Now, so the whole suffix first came up now in the suffix derabanan. So maybe that's why. Maybe in this case we will see suffix derabanan lahakol. The Kriyega says in the Mari Vail it's mashmin nishtazoi, and he brings down that there's a shach in Siman Kuf Yud that also says the same story as the Mari Vail, and the shach says beferish that the suffix deraisa turns into suffix derabanan even if you did not know about the suffix deraisa. At the time of the Raisa, and you first chapped the whole Shayla when it was the bun, and still we say it's the Chumra. So this is not like that. The Rukhege wants to say a different chiluk. He wants to say a different chiluk between the whole Daki Moshe and the whole Shayla Bein Ben Yomi. What the Merival is comparing the Daki Moshe Shayla, where you had a Suffolk Trefa in a question of the Rabbanon because it was not bottom of the Rabbanon. He wants to compare that the same thing if you have a Suffolk Trefa by Ein Binyamin. Kivik says maybe there's a chiluk. He says the chiluk would be over there by the Suffolk Trefa that fell into Roiv Behemoth Ksheiris and became a Suffolk Derabanan. Over there, even while it was a Suffolk Derabanan, it was Negeya a Suffolk Deraisa. Because theoretically, Li Yitzur, you would be able to find which Behemoth it was and pull it out from the Teruvis, and you would know which Behemoth it was, you would go back to Suffolk Deraisa and Lechumra. So even while we were dealing with the Suffolk Derabanan, we have its Negeya, the Suffolk Deraisa, if theoretically you would find it. That's why, since the Suffolk Deraisa is still here, Lechumra, that's why the Suffolk Derabanan is also in Lechumra. Mashen came by the case of Ein Ben Yomai, once it becomes Ein Ben Yomai, you're never going back to in time. You're never going back to Ben Yomai. It's never Negeya Deraisa. The Suffolk Trefa that you cooked and it's gone, and all you have left is Ein Ben Yomai, it's not Negeya Suffolk Deraisa. Maybe over there you don't say that because the Suffolk Deraisa is a Chumra, the Suffolk Derabanan is a Chumra also, because you don't have the Suffolk Deraisa anymore. That's what Kivik is Chalak. And he says, if he said, there should be an afkamina by our case of Chametz also. If you have a Chatech, which is Suffolk Chametz, Suffolk Matzah, on Pesach, it was Suffolk Deraisa. So after Pesach, it's Suffolk Derabanan. According to Mival, that would remain a Chumra. But according to Kivik, it would not remain a Chumra anymore, because now it's not Negeya, it's not Negeya Deraisa anymore.
Even though it'll come back?
Even though it'll come back, yeah, the Kriya doesn't say that, but the Chari, he said, even though it'll come back next year, you've been Negeya, but right now, it's not Negeya Deraisa.
When will it come back next year?
Yeah, like that. Because right now, it's not Negeya.
Because next year, it's not
going to be able to stop. No, without that, right now, I think it's first, because right now, it's not Negeya Deraisa. But
what's his case that it is Negeya? Where is
Negeya? By the Daki Moshe's case, but we had a Suffolk Trefa, which went in Taruvus, it was Botel Baroi Behemoth Ksheiris. It is a ghost, so theoretically, if you would know which Behemoth it was, you would pull it out, and you'd be Mavari, you would be Nikka, which one it was, it would be Negeya, Suffolk Deraisa and Lechumra.
Maybe because it's possible.
Right, as long as it's theoretically possible, that's what you could say, the Suffolk Deraisa remains in Lechumra, and remains in Suffolk Deraisa and Lechumra. It wants to be Chalk on the Mirail. Right. So Kivik wants to be Mate. He says, according to Mirail, these Kalim with Suffolk will be Asa, because the Suffolk Deraisa became a Suffolk Derabanan. Kivik wants to be Chalk and say that Sfar does not apply over here, and it will remain a Suffolk Derabanan Hakel, and you could cook in this Kalim, whichever one you want, Basu or Chalav. Ah, but then the Kivik brings down a different Shaila. This is also what you mentioned, Rabbi Yitzi. He says, the Chalk is a different problem over here. It's called Tati Desasri. Do you say Suffolk Derabanan Hakel by when you have to say Suffolk Derabanan Hakel both ways, and it'll be Tati Desasri? Moshe, when do you say Safek Rabbanan Lahakol where it's not Tati Asasi? If you have a Safek, if someone was like, sorry, if someone, oh, we're going to get there, oh, very good, we're going to get there. But let's say the posture of the case of Safek Rabbanan Lahakol where it's not Tati Asasi would be where, Moshe, you're not sure if you're Makayim and Mitzvah Rabbanan or not, but it's possible you were. You say Safek Rabbanan Lahakol, could be it's true. You have a Safek Rabbanan by Machakis Paiskim in the Rabbanan. You want to be making like the ones that are Matia. That could be true. It could be Emes that the ones that are Matia are saying the truth. Or any suffagissa that you want to say sakabanon lahakol, it's isidarbanon. It could be true, that's not asa. But over here, to go say that the keli you could use either for fleishiks or for milchiks, one of them is wrong. When you're going over here on this keli, which is suffag fleishiks and suffag milchik, and you want to say, okay, do whatever one you want, you have to say, do whichever one you want. You can't just pick one. There's no reason to go say cook fleishiks and no reason to go say cook milchiks. If you can go with the gang of suffag rabbanon lahakol, you have to say, do whichever one you want. But that's a tati disaster. That one of them is definitely wrong. It's not possible to be emes. And the Kvega brings down.
You picked fleishiks. Maybe it's fleishiks.
Oh, we're going to get to that. But Gemaisa, you can't paskin that. You have to paskin do whichever one you want. Right? You have to tell them to do. The halacha would be suffag rabbanon lahakol to do either one you want. And that suffag rabbanon lahakol doesn't work. Doesn't work because there has to be a steer to it. And he brings down a Tosis in Nida, Daf in Zion, and a Tosis in Beya, Daf Yudalad, which says the Svar, that when you have a Safek Rabbanon, which you would have to be Matia both ways, and it's Tati Sassi, one way is wrong, that you can't say. The case is a little bit complicated, and I don't know if I'm time to go through them, but he brings down one more case, the Magen Avraham. That's a little easier case, I'll just say that. Bekitsa, the Magen Avraham's case, in Simon Tovkuf Lamaches, is the Gemara says in my cotton, Daf Yubeis, that Chalamoid, Hilchus Chamoed is a little bit complicated, but the Chazal, a lot of things are also because of Tircha. One of the things that's also and Chazal were mati in certain cases was the Zafes Achavias, to seal the barrels. If they had barrels of wine, they needed to be sealed. The Gemara says that some barrels you're allowed to be Mezafes, you're allowed to seal them. And the Gemara, we have a Machlaik, a Shmuel and Avdimi. Shmuel holds they were only mati Achavias Katanis, small barrels, the Loi Nafesh Techayu. It's not a lot of work, that's what they were mati. But Achavias Gedolus, which is a lot of Tircha, Chazal were not mati. And Rav Dimi says faket. He says small. They were mati the big barrels because of pseida. It's a big hefsid. That's what mutter to seal. But the small barrels not. So my say of machoikus. Which barrels are you allowed to do? The small ones or the big ones? How do we paskin? So the Magen Avraham wants to tell you that with these toisus and the toisus beya that this would be a safek derabanan a chayr safek derabanan halakos. You mati both of them. So you mati say the small barrels and say the big barrels. Oh, that's Tati Disasi, because either the Lachas like Shmuel or the Lachas like Avdimi, you're just going Besafik Rabbanon Lahakol by both of them. But you can't have it both ways, because one of them is right, one of them is wrong. You can't say both ways. And then the Kivega says, he's this Mitzayan, he has one line, he writes, Ayin Beran Perikam de Megillah, Besafik Mukav Chayma, Ulu Mishnah Peran Melchus Begillah. Now you'll see why we're going into all this. He's just Mitzayan to this Ran and the Mishnah Melchus Begillah. What's the Kivega mean with Ayin Ran? So I think the Kivega Ken Zayin, he means the Sakasha. When the Ran had his Ram came out with his Shukatoy, the Ran said that an ear suffering kevis chaymuk, the Gagoinim say there's a roi, but the Ran tain is maybe it's a suffix a shakal, it's an equal suffix. So the Ran says it's an equal suffix, it should be suffix a Rabban al-Hakal. Now, but then the Ran is machadish, is chidish, that you can't be oikapurim from the shtut entirely. You can't have a city that will not affirm, therefore you have to do at least one day. And therefore you have to do your dalad. I think the Kivega is saying, why is the Ran have to be mechadish that you can't have a Safek Rabbanon Lahakol where you oike the entire mitzvah entirely? Why isn't, which is a chiddush, maybe Safek Rabbanon Lahakol tells you, yes, Safek Rabbanon Lahakol, and this city will not have firm, this pata. Why didn't the Ran say this reason, the Tosfos, you can't have a Safek Rabbanon Lahakol with Tati Disasri? What you want to do is say in this city, when it comes Yidalad, the pata, because maybe the Chiv is on Tesvav. When it comes Tesvav, the pata, because maybe the Chiv was Yidalad. That's Tati Disasi. One day is Zicha wrong. One day they Zicha had to have Purim. It was either Mukav Chema or not Mukav Chema. So I think that's the Kivega's Kavana. With this Ayin Ran.
Different times. You have a Pesach for Yudal and you have a Pesach for Tezvav. But here you're passing at the same time. On the same Zach. Right now you're passing that.
Well, by Chavis also, no. You're saying some Chavis, this Chavis you can't do today, and the Shayan will come tomorrow with a bit better big Chavis to be Mati. That,
I'm not sure
that we don't say.
He's saying the Pesach is a Tati Sassi.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's not going to be
able to
anything, for sure.
He goes by Purim.
He wasn't
going to give it to make him guilty. Okay, I'm not sure, but he's nice to Kivega on this inyan of Tati Sassi, just as Ayn Ran Megillus. I think he definitely means to be married, that this man has Sheikh with this far. Maybe he means, maybe the Torah is like he's saying, I don't really hear it so much, but I think that's the R of it. Just want to point out, there's this shayla about Tati de Sasri, the son, this Guru Sariya wants to untie this, that you beis and beis, that he also talks about the shayla, the Tosis, and the talk about, you don't say Safak Rabbanu by Tati de Sasri, and he wants the fanfic kasha with this, that there's also a kasha that always bothered me. By every Tainis Rabbanu, why can't we eat on Benish Mashas? Why don't we say Safak Rabbanu al-Hakal? And Shabbos, we have Shabbos is 25 hours, right? Because we machmir the Benish Mashas before Shabbos, maybe it's already night. Or machmir the Benish Mashas after Shabbos, maybe it's day. So we're choishes for Safik the Reis and Luchumba. But every Tainis, why can't you Benish, once it comes Benish Mashas, it's a Safik, maybe it's night already, maybe Tainis is over. So eat right away by Shkia. And before the Tainis of Tisha B'Av, the Melium kept the Safik the Reis and Luchumba. You're doing it because for your own self to feel good. The grocery is the kasha shagasai and a safer grocery and tainus. So shagasai answers this teretz. It'll be tati de sasi because if you want to be makel on the before the tainus, he's saying that Benish Mashas is laila. If you want to be makel after the end of the tainus, he's saying Benish Mashas is yaim, and one of them is wrong because either Benish Mashas is yaim or it's laila.
No, so that's what that is. That was Bas B'Cholo. Hello, that's what I asked by Bas B'Cholo. So by Bas B'Cholo, you have the same time. The Torah says, you can use it for both. That's not a stirish. Tata Sassi is the. We said the Tata Sassi is that the Psaq is
the Tata. Where's the Tata Sassi now?
Because you're going to have to pass in both ways.
You have
to pass in both ways. That's
not
my kasha just was on the Gursari. This is a very nice test of Tisha B'Av. Why you can't do because of Tainis Asi. But what about this week Tainis Est and every other Tainis where there is no Tainis at night? The Tainis starts in the day, so you only have to do Safak Rabbanu L'Hakol for the end of the Tainis and say that it's yeah, you make it just for that. The teretz is if you're gonna say that the end of the Tainis that Benish Mashas is yaim, it'll be Tainis Asi on Tisha B'Av. Since you have that on Tisha B'Av, mainly every. No, Shabbos is Safak D'Oraisa Chumah. Shabbos is already Safak D'Oraisa Chumah.
Every time it starts in the morning, it's not a
Tata D'Oraisa. Since you're gonna, if you're gonna want to paskin by Tanesim that Benish Moshes is Laila, then you're gonna have a steer. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to look at the Guru Sri. He doesn't mention this. He just talks about Tisha B'Av. So I'm asking, what about Habakkuk's Kashuk? I'm saying, well, give it a look. But I think this is Teretz. Akoponim, let's go back to our Shayla. So with this Svar of Tati Sassu, Kivega says, you cannot be Matir, the Fleshka Kayim or the Milcha Kayim. Because if you want to be Matir, you're going to have to be Matir for both ways. To cook, you want to be Matir. You want to be Makel on the Fleshka Kayim, the Suffolk of Fleshka Kayim, or Klibas or Klicholov. You would have to be makel both ways. You could cook either one of them, and that you don't say. Mainly, you don't see Safak Rabbanu L'Hakol at all. Mainly, you would have to say L'Chomer. The Kriyega then says, I'm going to look at what we see is saying that this Fata Chilak. Because over there, by the Klibasa and by the Fleshka Keli, the Safak Fleshka Keli, Milchka Keli, you really only have to pass in one day. You have to be machlit one time. If you decide, I'm going to treat it like a Masafak that I cooked in it, Basa, and I'm going to cook in it now Fleshiks, you're never going to use it for Milchiks. You're never going to use the Tati de Sasri. You're going to, this keli, you're only going to cook in the fleishik from now. Once you miyachid it to be a fleishik keli, you're only going to keep it as a fleishik keli. As a mela, you're never going to have a Tati de Sasri. When do you say that you don't say Safak Rabbanu L'Hakol by Tati de Sasri? Where the psak always remains, l'moshel by the chavius. If you're going to want to say Safak Rabbanu L'Hakol that you could seal the small chavius and the big chavius, that psak always remains, that you can always seal the big chavius in and you can always seal the small chavius in. And that would be a Safak Rabbanu L'Hakol, which is Tati de Sasri, because one of them is wrong.
When it comes to Dalit, you don't have to learn Safak Rabbanu L'Hakol, but Tesvav, you can't say Safak Rabbanu L'Hakol, but even Bat Lov.
Same thing. You mean Paskin at one time for the city.
Today Safak Rabbanu L'Hakol, right?
Right.
Today I don't have to learn. Comes tomorrow, I can't say I don't have to learn, because it's always valid today.
I mean, Paskin at one, so it should be like the Kingdom. Maybe that's that'll be a Teretz to the Ran, why the Ran had to say his other reason.
Why should you pick one over the other? By Bas B'Chol, you're not picking one. He's just deciding to look, you can pick whichever one.
Well, the Maisa Kivega wants to be Megal. So, Pelandu Kivega, he has going with a lot of coolness and lahalacha. He wants to say, first of all, he's saying not like the Mirivayel. According to Mirivayel, this would be a Safak Deraisa, which turned into Safak Derabanan. So, you cannot be mad at all. Kivega wants to say, no, it's not the same thing, because the Safak Deraisa is not Negeya now anymore. You always say Safek D'oraisa, which turns into Safek D'rabbanan, is a chumra if the Safek D'oraisa is still nageya. He's makel not like the Miral because it's not the Safek D'oraisa is not nageya. Then he's makel that this is not the same thing as the Tosis and the other Rishonim that talk about Tati D'Sasri. Because this is, since you're going to be machet one way, this is not Tati D'Sasri anymore. So Kriya Gataka wants to be matia. And at the end of the shuv, he's just moisif a sniff to be matia. There's a sheet to say itta, which is a das yachid, all the Rishonim achayon gone. But the itta sheet is that a klicheres, hagolna helps if you do hagolna gimel palmim. If you do hagolna three times, it does help. All the Rishonim achayon. They say klicheres, the Gemara says, Pasha the Gnoshon Gemara is, and yesim yedefen leinam, tayo ha'ida. But he says, he told the person, do it. Do Hagolah three times and have the set those. And then he brings down also the Chacham Tzvi, this Chacham Tzvi sheet, which Kiveges Momayer Chansim Mem Gimel, that he says that even with Kli Cheres, that Hagolah doesn't help, but if you wait 12 months, then the time goes out by itself. And the Mokki is the Gemara Nevei Dezor, the Flamadala, that says this Benegeya Kli Yayin Nesach. That after 12 months, the time goes out, and Chamsi wants to learn it, but again, other Yisurim also, which also is the maybe Shugad Das Yachid, but Kiveg was mistaken also as a reason to Matya. And just as my Mokum, this whole Kiveg's Shaila about Issa the Raisa, which was the Skagot, Issa the Rabbanon, he speaks about this Chuva Sumem Tes, he's also Mayrechanad and Simon Samach Dalad with different Rais. And I want to talk a little bit the Machoikas Ram and the Ravid, the Ramashid, on Paragon, Hilos Megillah, and Ochidalaf. He's a little bit different than the Goinim and a little different than the Ran, Mishnah maybe another time. And this week is Pasha Zacha. I was hoping to speak a little bit about Pasha Zacha, but Mishnah another time. Okay, thank you.